Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with
Team with Reba. A lot of laughter.
I'm Eric Casas from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba from Team Reba. We're dying during the break. We're just dying during the break because memories are floating around in this room of these two at Pizza Haven.
Yeah.
Tell everybody again what the nickname was that Eric gave you back then.
Omar the Dough Roller.
Oh, God.
Well.
Were you particularly good at dough rolling?
No.
He was a monster.
There's a pecking order, right? And the dough roller, that station was at the bottom. Yes.
Oh, it was a thankless job. I mean, you're banging out.
Omar the Dough Roller.
By the end of the day, you're just completely coated in flour and hot and
Well, that must have led him to his current field of
work. That could be. That was actually good training.
It prepared you.
Yeah,
it prepared you for the fire department.
Yeah.
You had a burning sensation, truly.
You're having to carry those big vats of dough around and, you know, work on in front of a hot pizza oven. Yeah, probably.
I can totally see the correlation. Now it's all becoming very clear to me.
Incredibly clear. And what things did you have in between the dough rolling and being the fire battalion chief?
It would be really boring for me to go into it.
Oh, okay.
I actually started working for the fire department when I was 19.
Okay.
Wow.
Very cool. Couldn't have been that far off of when you were at Pizza Haven.
No, it wasn't. It was literally a couple years. Like I said, there's not a whole lot. There was a grocery store, and that's
there
about it.
There you go.
So
okay.
The path was laid. You had, you know,
very early
yeah,
on.
From the oven into the fire.
I really wanted to be cop, but you had to be 21. And you know, back then.
And you couldn't wait 2 years?
I didn't want to wait that long.
For crying out loud.
Well, then here you are today.
So Rick Marshall, so you've been with the fire department, same fire department, Renton?
Yep, 32 years.
32 years. Fantastic. Yeah. Now tell us a bit about your job. So you're battalion chief. So what does that entail?
You have to think about that?
There's lots of things that come up, and I'm trying to come up with the more politically correct ones. But really what it is in our organization, primarily it is managing a battalion. So in Renton, the city is divided up, or response area is divided up into two separate areas, one north and one south. And we have three different shifts that work a 24-hour schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on one of those shifts normally, and then I handle the South Battalion in Renton. So I've got on duty, I've got three engines and one and a half aid cars assigned to me, and then I've got other responsibilities like the water rescue program that we have for Renton.
I manage that.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is fairly substantial, especially with Coulon Park and whatnot.
Yeah, huge. And it's actually a regional
and a lot of
response.
Lakes. Yeah.
We just had a response yesterday into Kent, Tukwila area.
Mm-hmm.
In my current assignment, I'm actually kind of on a special assignment for this regional fire authority.
Yeah, so let's kind of give our listeners a little bit of a clue into why we actually had you come on today. Because you actually, as part of my work at the chamber, you had come in and done a presentation to, I think, our business development committee.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And it was about there's a regional fire authority that's hopefully going to be put in place, and it's up for vote, correct?
You can, as a member of the chamber who's endorsed it, can say hopefully. I'm here to present the facts and just say that we want to have informed voters make a choice on the 26th.
Yeah, so that's coming up just next week. So we need people. You've probably gotten your votes in the mail already. You know, I know I have my ballot sitting at home. And I thought, you know, what a great platform for us to bring you on here to talk about a little bit more. Because as it relates to real estate, you know, it's a taxing authority. Right.
Correct. Yeah, it's a new separate taxing authority.
Right. So I figured, you know, this is useful information. Our listeners need to definitely understand exactly what they're voting on, and what the benefits of this program are for us. And you know, because I live in that area, so I will definitely benefit from this taxing authority going into place, even though I'm also going to be paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But there were also a few other things that you brought up while we were in the program that I also kind of want to point out to people that they need to be paying attention of why this is so important, because you have some numbers, and I want to make sure that you get a chance to present a little bit of that while we're here about what the response times have been and what's happened as we've had kind of these tight fiscal situations over the last several years, and we're not quite back to where we really need to be, which is kind of why this is looking to be put in place. You mentioned at the event I was at that response times are over 7 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah, they're, we started back in 2008. We set a 7.5 minute, and it's a 90% fractile for all of the numbers people out there, which means essentially that 90% of the time we want to get to an emergency within 7.5 minutes or less.
Wow.
And the reality is that a lot of those emergencies we get to in far less than 7.5 minutes. But if you draw the line at where the 90 out of 100 is, we want it to be at 7.5 minutes. And the problem that we're seeing, the challenge that we're facing, is that with all the growth that we're seeing, and the increased call volume that we're having, it's starting to drive those response times up substantially. And as an example, one fire station up in the Highlands in Renton is almost a minute over that target now.
Mm-hmm.
So in the last 4 years, each of the last 4 years, four out of our six stations that we have aren't meeting that 7.5 minute response time goal. And last year, five out of six. And again, every year they just keep creeping up.
So is that a product mostly of just the sheer volume of calls you're getting, or is it more like traffic oriented?
It's actually a perfect storm, right? So yeah, in the last 3 years, we've seen an increase. In the last 4 years, we've seen an increase of 2,000 calls annually in the department, and we haven't added any additional resources. So that means that our units are out of service more time handling more of those calls.
Right.
And then every time they're out of service, we've got to pull another fire truck or aid car from another fire station to come into that
area to
cover it. And then you couple that increased call volume with just the increased traffic congestion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody that has lived here for any amount of time, and certainly in Southeast King County, has really seen the impact of the population increase.
Yeah, we've just seen the impact of even 520 getting tolled, because everything south of that has become way more congested,
right,
even just since that happened.
I've noticed also just the sheer level of inattention with drivers and watching emergency vehicles trying to navigate traffic when you've got somebody that's got their head down texting and won't get out of the way. Or they're
too busy watching how efficient their vehicle is.
Yeah, they move to the left instead of moving to the right. And she knows she's hitting me on
that. We have another hashtag, Eric hates Prius.
It didn't help this weekend when one drove on my lawn to turn their car around either. I'm like, get off my lawn.
Yeah, I know you love
them. But anyway.
But okay.
So, no, that's a really good point. I think it's a generational thing that we're seeing, but it isn't just inattentiveness. Mm-hmm. And I get it.
I don't think it's just generational. We have more people here who, frankly, are from other countries who've never driven before.
That don't understand.
No idea. I have clients from India, China, and other places that have never driven before they moved here for their jobs, and they're trying to get their driver's license, and they don't know all the rules.
Right.
They're still figuring them out. And so I think you've got maybe some generational, maybe some people who are kind of new to driving who are seeing this, and then just general volume.
So like you say, contributing to that sort of that perfect storm. So what will the new taxing district entail? What will it cover, and what's the difference?
I want to harp a little bit more on why this is so important that something needs to happen, because a couple of other things that you pointed out in that meeting that I initially heard, for certain kinds of calls, why it's important how quickly they can get to somebody.
Sure.
And this has now been brought up to my attention yet again today, because I just came from a property that I'm going to be putting on the market, and I'm talking to my client, and her cousin just died over the weekend of a massive heart attack. And it made me think of, you had mentioned that response times for someone who's had a heart attack or stroke, right? There's a certain amount of...
There's a window there.
There's a window. And can you describe that again?
Yeah, so a couple years ago, there was a national study that came out, and And it showed that for every minute that resuscitation is delayed in a cardiac arrest, chance of survival drops between 7 and 10%, mm-hmm. which wow. is really staggering. I mean, when we talk mm-hmm. about every second counts, mm-hmm. it truly does in that case. And, you know, we tell people, try and hold your breath and see how long mm-hmm. it right. takes. And you know, and if I say, well, even if we can get there in 3 minutes, you're not going to breathe for 3 minutes. What's going to happen to you? And
right.
people are going to, they understand that, right? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what is happening when somebody has a cardiac arrest. So you can imagine what happens if you're doing the math and every mm-hmm. Minute that goes by, your chance drops by 10%, and we're seven right. minutes away.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a very poor outcome.
Right.
And the same thing is happening now, too, especially with some of the modern construction.
Yes.
Which has really a lot less mass to it, but a lot more surface area. And that lends itself to increased combustion or rapid combustion. And then all the synthetics, everything that's being put, even in older homes now, are all synthetics essentially made out of oil. And when that oil catches on fire, it burns just like a barrel of oil does.
Sure.
And yeah. so it burns hotter and faster. And so it is really critical for us to get there as quickly as we can to get that fire out.
Right. And that was the thing that really caught my ear during the presentation. Not only the, you know, getting there fast enough if somebody's having a medical event, but then talking about new houses and construction, because those houses are also closer together.
A lot closer together. And again, if you look at a lot of the streets that they're being put into mm-hmm. as well, those streets are narrower.
Yeah.
And it takes yeah. our fire trucks a lot longer to get into those.
Absolutely.
And those are things that we, unfortunately, as a fire agency, don't have any control over.
Right.
Those are developmental issues, you know, city policy, county policy issues mm-hmm, that we sure. just have to deal with and respond to. But that's why it's becoming critically more important for us that we get additional units on the streets to handle that increased call volume and to get them closer to the neighborhoods that they need to protect.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in agreement on that, because when I think about what just goes on in my general neighborhood, I mean, I see calls into my own neighborhood all the time, especially because in my cul-de-sac, there's someone who is running an adult family home. And there's calls into
constantly,
that
yeah,
yeah, all the yep. time. And there's only like four or five inhabitants that are living there. But it definitely makes a huge, huge difference, because I know when they're there dealing with someone, like somebody fell down, they're not responding to something else. So I want to get more into the details of this particular program and what's coming up for the vote in our next segment. So thanks for listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back with Rick Marshall.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.